It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. spot. And look at there. Just like clockwork, somebody turns off into the little side street. Everything is wonderful. Well, at least it's wonderful for us. It being Monday. Monday's usually the biggest day for death and destruction. Of course, here on and on radio and news to me, that is not all that uncommon. If you want to hang out and chat during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And once you're there, launch Commode Chat. That's just C-O-N. Huh. My phone feels like it's vibrating. Talk. Talkity-talk-talk. Sorry. I must be getting an alert, a haptic alert or something. Greetings, greetings, everyone in comm. If you want to hang out, just launch Commode Chat. Just type C-O-M, press enter, then G for go-to, then type an on-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And you'll be hanging out with cool people like Claudio M. Let's see, who else was around? Boop. The Zerohoff, who's horrified to see an article in the local paper when someone writes in to the garden animal expert to ask how to get rid of marmots. Oh, that's frustrating. X1, relax on musical D&D. Yep, we had to play a little music there. Thrigs in the house. So welcome, welcome, one and all. Sorry, I just wanted to be sure and check and let everybody know. Hey, we're here, we're live. Good to see you guys. Yeah, my friends, it was text messages. My friends, everyone is far left politically. No, shocking. But my friends that I'm in a group chat with, anytime they see something online on social media, they're like, oh, did you see this guy got taken? And it's like, I finally was like, okay, guys, I don't have any information. The only information I have says that this is not a big deal. And you ask for data or follow-up, and it's like, oh, well, I don't have any. And that is why you should ask pointedly to friends and relatives when they come at you with wild-ass stories or political drama or anything else. Where are you getting this information? What's the source? Where did it come from? Almost all the stories that I read, I used to say the name of the site for every story, but since I'm griping about it, I'll let you know. It's like most of the stories that I read come from like the BBC, The Guardian, Nuclear World News, as well as I get some from like The Nation or, BBC, AP, Al Jazeera, AfricanNews.com, World Nuclear News, SpaceNews.com. Those are the main guys. So anyway, enough about that. I just was venting a little bit. But hello, let's get going. We got death and destruction. There's lots of death to talk about today. First, two shot dead as Swiss police arrest suspect. That's right, a man has been arrested in Switzerland after two people were shot dead and another person was injured in the southwestern town of Sion. Police in the Valais region said several shots were fired in two different locations on Monday. A woman, age 34, was killed in a car park shortly after 7 a.m., and a man, 41, was shot shortly after. The alleged gunman was found just north of Sion at 1543, following an eight-hour manhunt. The alleged gunman was found just north of Sion. Okay, Valais Cantonal Police said it received a call at 7:15 that a person had been injured in a car park. Shots were reportedly fired at the Sarosa Painting Company in the Ronquoise area, followed by a second location in the Potence area. Local newspaper Le Nouvelliste reports. This was a woman who suffered a fatal gunshot wound, the police said. A few minutes later, a man was shot dead. Both lived in the region. A 49-year-old woman was also injured. The suspect was stopped and arrested in the St. Leonard region on Monday afternoon. The St. Leonard region of Mondays. What's going on? Oh, well, I've just decided to call time a region. We're flipping it on its head. Welcome to the talk region of Anon Radio. This region exists from about 1900 to 20 hours, followed by music region for several hours. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. That was interesting. Anyway, local prosecutors have opened a murder investigation. Switzerland has about 9 million people and has a high rate of gun ownership. Small Arms Survey, a Swiss-based organization that monitors global trends in armed violence, estimates that the number of firearms in civilian possession is 2.3 million. Oh boy, we got a Tesla pulling up. Got their turn signal on. Are they going to stop? No, they did not stop. And he's texting and driving. He's not even really watching the road. That was amazing. That was really interesting to see. The Tesla must have been doing a lot of the work there. Now we got another car. They came to a complete stop for a fraction of a second before turning. Anyway, sorry, that's hyper-local news for you. Hyper-local traffic. We're talking about death and destruction, man. Let's get on with it. Thrigg pointing out, relatively does mess up space-time a little bit. Let's talk about some brutal killings of women in Western Balkan countries. Now, of course, this is coming from the AP, and it's not really a huge surprise. The AP is one of the great propaganda arms of the United States. Really good work there. But anyway, this is some reporting about somebody outside of the United States. So here we go. A man in Bosnia killed his wife and streamed the murder live on Instagram. In neighboring Serbia, 27 women were killed in gender-based attacks this year. In the United States, probably thousands, if I was going to guess. Let's ask Google or DuckDuckGo. How many women killed USA per year? Homicide statistics by gender. Here we go. 78.7% of homicide victims are men, and in 193 of the 202 listed countries or regions, men were more likely to be killed than women. In two, the ratio was 50-50, Switzerland and British Virgin Islands. And the remaining seven, Tonga, Iceland, Japan, New Zealand, South Korea, Latvia, and Hong Kong, women were slightly more likely to be victims of homicides. Then if we look at the top deaths, of course, here we go. Let's get this. I'm going off of a chart I found on Wikipedia here. We got Brazil topping the list with 44,997. So 45,000 men to 5,000 women. India has 25,000 men to 17,000 women. Let's see where the United States is. There is the United States. 3,292 women to 11,535 men. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out because, like, homicide, it's like, as soon as you drop below, let's see, where does it go below 1,000? You got to get fewer than 1,000 women starts happening all the way down, all the way in the top 20, like in the Honduras one. But if we want to get down to less than 1,000 total, we're looking at, like, Yemen and smaller countries, Uzbekistan. Let's see. Oh, look at this. Congo, 87 to 454. Anyway, sorry. I just got sidetracked by the numbers because it's just always something there. Hey, welcome, Freebird 882. Welcome, welcome. B positive and A negative are certainly discriminated on in the murder scale. That's something we should do. I'll try and find it one day. Started to call the vote. I just was like, kind of like, ugh, the death rates, man. Anyway, there's just been a lot of murders in the Balkans lately, and it's getting worse, it seems. But don't worry, that's not the only place people are dying. A mother and a child, her son, were killed in a tornado in Tennessee. That's right, a mother and her two-year-old son were killed after tornadoes and several powerful storms ripped across parts of Tennessee on Saturday. Neighbors say Floriderma Perez, 31, was found clutching her son Anthony after the storm swept through their mobile home near Nashville. At least six people were killed as heavy winds reduced buildings to rubble and caused widespread blackouts. The extreme weather triggered a state of emergency in Tennessee. Ms. Perez and her son were killed along with their neighbor Joseph Dalton, 37. All three lived in a northern suburb of Nashville. To give you a heads up, Tennessee is kind of like the Middle East. The Mideast of the United States. It's over there near Kentucky, and it's part of the South, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's the Deep South, I guess is the way to put it. I don't know. Feel free to correct me in comp. All right. What else is going on? Oh, a Catholic priest has died after being attacked in Nebraska church. Let's see why he was killed. A Catholic priest died. Okay, police say they found Reverend Stephen Gutsell and his alleged attacker in the church after answering a 911 call Sunday morning. The 65-year-old priest succumbed to his injuries at a hospital in Omaha following the assault. The suspect was taken to custody at the church. They later named him as Kyrie Williams, 43, of Sioux City, Iowa. He was arrested on suspicion of homicide and use of a weapon to commit a felony. Father Gutsell made headlines in 2007 after pleading guilty to stealing $127,000 from another parish. He was sentenced to probation, ordered to pay back the money, and later reassigned to a different church. Church officials said at the time Father Gutsell had learned his lesson, and Washington County Sheriff Mike Robinson, who was investigating the attack, said people did not believe his death was related to the case. The priest's brother and fellow priest, the Reverend Michael Gutsell, has also fallen afoul of the law, pleading guilty to six-figure theft charges last year. So, no word on why, but the thievery... You know what? Good for him. I think, you know what, we need to encourage the priests to stop molesting children and sexually assaulting people. Just commit embezzlement. Steal from the Catholic Church. They have millions and billions and billions of dollars. Steal from the church. Go for it. Stop harming the kids. Let's see what we got going on here. If you want to fix the bad society, start with the homeless. That's a good one, next one. Freebird saying, I must say that even though NSCDE has a sharp learning curve, I'm gradualing, adjusting my touch and mouse hand movement speed. All right, don't know what that is about or what you're talking about, but whatever. Drug lords go on a killing spree to hunt down corrupt officers who stole a shipment in Mexico's Tijuana. What, the Mexican drug gangs and the United States police gang are going to go to battle? This is exciting. A recent killing spree in the Mexican border city of Tijuana could have been lifted from a TV script. Enraged drug lords hunting down corrupt police officers who stole a drug shipment. Two of the officers suspected of the theft have been killed, prosecutors say, but so have at least three other officers, according to the city's former police chief, suggesting the cartel believed to have owned the drugs may have launched a generalized retribution. It's the latest blow for Tijuana, which has the most homicides of any city in Mexico, with about double the number of the place that comes second, the border city of Ciudad Juarez. Tijuana, situated in the border state of Baja California, with a population over 2.1 million, has for several years seen around 2,000 murders annually. By comparison, Houston, Texas, which is a similar size city, saw 435 killings in 2022. 2022, I don't know. I feel like anything from 2019, 2021, 2022, 2020, those years, you got to throw those numbers out because it's like, it was a weird time. Officers in Tijuana allegedly hatched a plot to steal a large shipment of drugs from a warehouse where traffickers were storing it. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. So they weren't U.S. police gangs. It was a Mexican police gang. My mistake. I didn't mean any offense to the local California police gangs. There's still more death. Don't worry. Zerohoff saying, M&W bringing the heat today. just steal without breaking the law as a good citizen. Yeah, that's a good thing. High explosive anti-tank. that'd be something. Anyway, there's all sorts of stuff. There's lots of different ways to die. Don't worry. Of course. We're all alive, and this, I bring you the death and destruction so you know what's going on in a lighthearted way, but don't try and let it ruin your day. I noticed that real bad. I was continuing to research the negatives, the bad stuff, and man, I was having a dark time. I was getting real close to jumping off a bridge, but therapy, that's a good thing. Also, don't read sad news all the time. But don't worry, I'm bringing you some more sad news right now. The CDC has issued warnings as three people have died from Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The U.S. health officials have issued a warning after three people died from contracting the Rocky Mountain spotted fever on trips to Mexico. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a level one warning urging people to practice usual precautions while traveling in affected areas. The agency said that Rocky Mountain spotted fever had been found in urban areas of several states in northern Mexico, including but not limited to Baja California, Sonora, Chihuahua, Coahuila, and Nuevo León. The fever is spread through ticks. Dogs often carry the infected ticks, which then come in contact and bite humans. In general, you should be wary of ticks anyway, especially if you're in Texas or along the border. And I know that there's a tick that if it bites you, it can make you allergic to red meat. And that would seriously inhibit my diet. So it's something I try and be very mindful of. But yeah, be aware. Ticks, they carry all sorts of crazy diseases. And when you're in another country, definitely not something you want to get caught up on or caught up in. Oh, hey, let me see. Stug has posted a link. A post-world news reading Russian flew to LAX without ticket or knowing how. Oh, man. I'll have to check that out. But if you want to check it out after the show, you can go to sdf.org/l/1hg. Just like Mercury, that's sdf.org/Lima/1hotel golf, all lowercase, sdf.org/L/1HG, just like Mercury. Stop carrying ticks, Handy C says. The Z-Man's saying, thought his phone was vibrating on a nearby table. It was the dog snoring. Man arrested on capital murder charges for Texas cheerleader found dead in a bathtub. Now, if there's one thing you need to know about murder, is that you need to have a plan to dispose of the body, or at least have the body somewhere that no one will find it after the person is deceased. Unfortunately, Rafael Gova Romero didn't know this lesson. A man has been arrested in the death of a teenage cheerleader who was found dead in a bathtub at her home. Texas Rangers apprehended Rafael Gova Romero in Schulenburg, Texas, a day after Edna police released chilling images of a person of interest tied to the teen's mysterious death. Edna is a small town in Texas that we used to play in football when I was growing up. So it is a small town down there on the Gulf Coast, or a little ways in from the Gulf, but down there on the coast, coastal area. Edna police released chilling images of a person of interest tied to the teen's mysterious death. Romero was booked in the Jackson County Jail and charged with capital murder. Although Romero is apprehended, we recognize Lizbeth's family and friends are grieving and will still need support from the community. On December 6th, the cheerleader, who is 16 years old, was found dead in a bathtub at the apartment she shared with her mother. Her cause of death still has not been publicly released. The teen was supposed to perform with her cheerleading squad at a Christmas parade in Edna, a town about 100 miles southwest of Houston, but she never showed up. Lizbeth's distraught mother made the heartbreaking discovery and told KTRK that upon finding her, she realized she was gone. There were no laced drugs. There was nothing like that. My daughter was found in a way that no mother should ever find their child. So that is all they've said about it. Pretty terrible. Edna's out that way. Oh man, where did I go? There was a town. I remember one of my buddies once, we went out to his town, Sealy, Texas. And I was real way too high, and these people wanted to know my birthday, and I was just high and didn't want to give it to them. So I just said I didn't know it anymore, and they believed it. So it was good times. Welcome one and all. We've only got 4 minutes to go, so I'm going to give you the rest of these headlines a little bit quicker. In Ireland, a village in Ireland hit by a possible tornado as high wind damages cars and homes. That's right. Homes and cars in an Irish village have been seriously damaged after a possible tornado hit the area. Emergency services were called to Leitrim village on Sunday afternoon after high winds flattened trees, ripped a roof off a building, and left debris scattered on the street. Meteorologist Liz Walsh said reports of a tornado in the area were possibly correct, or certainly some very high winds associated with a thunderstorm, she said. The forecaster was relying on social media reports and videos to say for certain if it was a tornado. She added, in a thundercloud, the wind speed and direction can change as it goes up in the cloud, which causes rotation. And if the funnel cloud is able to stretch all the way down to the ground, that causes a tornado. It could also have been a straight line gust. It's more likely one or the other. But people say they saw rotation. They're not a very forecastable thing. It would only be there for a couple of minutes. But yeah, there's a lot of video footage out there on the internet. So it's kind of wild. It's wild to think, oh, climate change, that'll take forever. And it's like, oh no, we're alive. There's now tornadoes happening in Ireland. It'll be really interesting to see how the rest of the world deals with tornadoes and hurricanes. Especially, I'm wondering like what building codes will hold up or not hold up. A McDonald's security guard is the lowest of low kind of human beings. He went outside and dumped a bucket of water on a homeless man sleeping. A McDonald's security guard mopping a street in London soaked the ground where a homeless man was sitting. A worker was filmed kicking the man's belongings away as he cleaned the floor outside the fast food restaurant. In the footage, the security guard gestured to the homeless man to move further down the street. A McDonald's spokesperson said the firm has permanently removed the third-party security guards involved. Footage of the incident posted on social media showed the security guard soaking the pavement where the man had been sitting with his sleeping bag outside a Nationwide Bank branch next door to McDonald's. In the video, the rough sleeper said, "Leave me alone," before one security guard kicked his blanket out of the way and splashed more water. So yeah, there are bad people all over the world, even in London. Who would have thought it? I'm sorry, I was kind of joking there. Oh man, we got so much more news. We're running out of time, so I'm going to start at the bottom with some of the sciencey stuff. The first Vulcan launch likely to slip to January. That's right, the first launch of United Launch Alliance's Vulcan Centaur is likely to be delayed to early January to give the company time to complete a full dress rehearsal. So this rocket is delayed. Don't worry, it'll be in January. It's kind of nice because it's like, hey, wait till after the holidays, I guess. Same thing, Polaris Dawn has been rescheduled for April. The first flight of the Polaris program of private astronaut missions is now scheduled for no earlier than next April, a delay of nearly a year and a half from its original plan. The billionaire backing the Polaris program said the launch for Polaris Dawn is now scheduled for April 2024. Well, we're running out of time. We're going to get out of there, but so please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. It's a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here at Anon Radio at 1930 UTC, which is just a few seconds away. So please listen to it, apply directly to the forehead, all of that good stuff, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.